Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Well, Mike, now we have a chance to get educated in all the crazy things going on here at Ellsworth.
Yes, it is awesome to have joining us in our community studio, Ellsworth City Manager Charles Pierce, and also Ellsworth's Director of Parks and Recreation, Roddy Erlenbach. Welcome, guys.
Well, thank you so much for having us. First of all, just this weekend, if you're looking for something to do or if you're looking for something to donate to before the end of the year, there's an ATV Ride for the Cure of Cancer event this weekend. I know, Paul, you're going to be doing a lot of...
Yeah, Brandy Marchetti's coming in tomorrow, and then we're going to dedicate a couple of hours Saturday afternoon as that's going on.
It's so amazing event. Made for both my parents had cancer when I was a young kid, and breast cancer and bladder cancer, and it's the donations that they're going to also go to centers to help people and families with that, and anybody who's been through it knows it's a massively life-changing event, not just the medical procedures, all that stuff, but how it affects families and incomes. And so great event to donate to and to be a part of this weekend here in Ellsworth. Also, just a little FYI on signs. I know it's that political time of year, and we love politics, love for everybody to be active, engaged. But we do have a sign ordinance for both political signs and other signs. Please refer to our website for that. But we'll also make a social media post and other posts. You know, they're not allowed on public buildings. They are allowed in right of ways, so it kind of makes clear exactly where they are and where they aren't allowed. And also, kind of somewhat related to signs, I did want to talk about. There's been an issue of a property that the city foreclosed upon.
Oh yeah, yep.
You know, it was I think the foreclosure addition originally happened in 2020. You know, there was notices sent out, liens sent out, a redemption letter sent out. It wasn't until 2022 that the council at the time sort of took this up. In 2023, they ended up selling the property. And at the time, the city's policies was to, you know, keep the proceeds if it was above what the lien was. There was a later Supreme Court ruling that kind of overturned that policy, but it wasn't retroactive. And there's been a lot of sort of inaccuracies, I think, online and social media, as there tends to be.
That's
about
what
last month, the city council took this property away and voted on that. That didn't happen. This was multiple years ago, multiple city councils ago. There's been claims of thievery and other
messy
things. Yeah, and we're really taking this as a difficult issue. I don't agree with the previous policy of keeping the proceeds. None of us wasn't there at the time. But we also have to, you know, have a legal purpose. You can't just give money for what they call a non-public purpose. So working with our lawyers, and is there a way to kind of retroactively look at that specific case? Would it open the city up to massive amounts of liability? And also, like, the city doesn't want to be in this business at all. We don't like selling properties. We don't like having to send out multiple notices and spend time in these things. We do have an abatement process for people who have hardship, financial hardship that's unexpected. So please respond to those letters if they go out. We really want to work with you before it comes to this.
All right. In a few minutes, Roddy's going to tell us about other activities and things that the city's looking to participate with.
And maybe a little Autumn Gold recap, too.
Yeah.
He was very involved in that.
That's on the way next on City Scene on Star 97.7.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
We have with us Ellsworth City Manager Charles Pierce and Director of Parks and Recreation Roddy Erlenbach in the studio. It was an awesome weekend. Autumn Gold was a huge success, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful turnout at all events spread across the city. I personally was at the Knowlton Park for that Family Fun Fest there.
It was loaded. There were so many people there, and it was just a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. You know, usually when you plan an event that far out, it's kind of a, you know, luck of the draw, but we definitely got lucky with the weather.
And that classic car show in the Home Depot parking lot, I came around that corner and I saw that virtually every inch of that colossal parking lot was taken up with beautiful cars and people. It was quite a sight to see. It was a huge success.
Yeah, they had they actually made the comment that that was the most successful and the largest turnout they've had for that event over the past several years. And that sounds like that's kind of the theme for the whole weekend. Excellent turnout. I mean, we had easily 400 to 500 people come through the Knowlton Park. It was just a great time.
Wow. So what's next? This must create more excitement and others saying, well, what else can we do to make this even bigger, right?
Yeah, that's kind of one of my big goals with the newly created Parks and Rec position that I've filled. is to try to find ways to collaborate with these civic organizations and support their perennial events, and just try to find ways where the city can get more involved. And not necessarily taking over events, but supporting the folks that have been putting these on for several years. And my grounds maintenance team went in like 2 days before at Knowlton Park and just made sure the place was shining, mowed the lawn, did all the trimming, washed the whole pavilion surface area, just really made sure that the Knowlton Park was ready to receive guests and that we, you know, put on our best look going forward. And we're just going to try to continue that, you know, with all the events that happen around town. How can the city get involved? How can we support these organizations and make it a more welcoming and fun-filled environment for folks to come on out and participate in these community events?
That sounds exciting. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and we also, just to bring to everybody's attention, we launched last week in the Ellsworth American a community-wide parks and recreation needs assessment. And that'll run again in tomorrow's edition of Ellsworth American. And you'll also find flyers with QR codes and URLs around the city where you can access that survey. And we're asking everybody to participate. Give us your feedback on how we're doing with the recreational assets and infrastructure that we have currently. What kind of programming are you looking for, whether it's for the kids or the seniors or everybody in between? What kind of activities do you participate in on a regular basis? What do you want to see for new recreational infrastructure, whether it's an asset or programming or access to equipment? Just, you know, trying to figure out what it is exactly the community needs and where we're lacking currently. So coming into next spring and summer, we can really focus our efforts on meeting the needs of the public at large.
All right, sure. Thank you. Roddy Erlenbach, Director of Parks and Rec for the City of Ellsworth, also City Manager Charlie Pierce here for today's City Scene.